If you get drowsy, I understand. I was fighting to stay awake during the song service myself. So if I can give you 12 minutes of rest, I'm willing to do that. But hopefully in the next 12 minutes, you'll see something within here that that maybe will help you in your life. We were talking about the basics this morning and how important the basics are, but also how important it is to get past the basics, because sometimes that's just where we stay. And while it is true that we talk often about the way we worship, that we talk often about the plan of salvation, we do these things because we know that there are a number that are not yet Christians. We also do that because there is just such a tendency to change the worship from the basics that God had within the New Testament for us. But having said that, we've got to get past the basics and use them to live our life. We're to seek and save the lost in this world that we're in. And while it is very critical for us to come to God in the right way, where we won't be coming to Him at all, and it's important for us to worship Him in the way that He wants us to worship Him, where we'll end up be involved with will worship that's unacceptable to Him, we really do need to take our faith outside of the auditorium and take it out into the world. And so maybe the first question to ask is why do we have problems with that? And so if you'd like to turn over, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 is where I want to start. The reference it starts with is talking about Moses when he would come down from visiting with God, and his face literally glowed, and it was hard for the Israelites to even look at his face, and so he put a veil over his face. And so he starts off with that example, but he goes on something that's very important for us to understand. We're not like Moses, who had put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. But their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts. But when anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is His Spirit. So, here was the point. Jesus came into this world, and yet, so many of the Jews who'd been under the law of Moses just couldn't see the truth that Jesus was the Messiah. There was a veil over their heart that prevented them from doing that. It was their own doing. It was their own hardness of heart. But they just honestly couldn't see it. They couldn't see that Jesus was the Son of God. But they were without excuse for that. And if they died in that position, they were going to be punished. There's going to be a lot of people that we will deal with that just don't see it. We live in a nation that aborts children, and they don't understand why you shouldn't do that. You don't even have to have God in that equation to understand that if you take a life, that you're doing something terrible. But there are people with a veil over their heart. And there are veils over their heart on many things when it comes to Christ, when it comes to God's way. We live in an immoral world that where people think it's their right to be immoral. We live in a perverse world where people think it's their right to be perverse. And they honestly, truly don't get it. And the reason is because of this veil. It's a hardening of the heart. One of the things that I believe is so important for us when we talk about moving beyond the basics and starting to really make our life that is worth something, that's a life that shines to a lost world and that's attractive, one of the main things we've got to do is take that veil away and realize that we're not here just to get born again. And we're not here just for 60 minutes on the first day of the week to worship correctly. These things are vital. These things are important. But we are trying to seek and save the lost. And if we forget that, then we might get to be thinking that the first principles are the sum total of our life. And so that veil not only had to be removed for the Jews who weren't seeing Christ, But there are different veils in our own lives that have to be removed to see what we're here for, what our purpose and function is. God is going to take the faithful to be with Him forever into a heaven where there is apparently work to be done. You remember Jesus' parables. You've been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many. I'll put you in charge of 10 cities was the way that one of the parables went. There's work to be done. We need to use these first principles, these basics, and continue to build on that foundation of Christ so that we can do what it is that we were called to do. And then, and along those lines, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 9. And this involves practice. Taking what we've learned and then not just acknowledging that it's right, but then putting it into practice. The Apostle Paul, verse 9, Philippians 4, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I mentioned last week, I finished reading the latest Duck Dynasty book, I guess that's the way to put it. Phil Robertson wrote a book that was entitled The Theft of America's Soul. And it's an interesting book because he writes about how when he was growing up in the church, he listened to what was being taught, but he never applied it. I think he was even baptized, but it never took. He wasn't perhaps baptized for the right reason, and he didn't repent of what he was. He didn't. As he writes the book, he talks about the fact that he really didn't know what it was he was supposed to be doing. Why? Well, he had a veil. And so when he got married, he thought that he could be married and be worldly at the same time. And it split his marriage up for a while. And it wasn't until he came to his senses about a month later and realized that he was doing all the things he always dreamed he could do if he was just free. Free from the restraints of marriage, free from God's restraints. He finally realized he didn't have peace in his life. And so his sister told him about what they were doing at church, where they were at with the church that she was worshiping with. And the preacher came and talked to him, and he said, I'm going to listen. But he said, I want you to know something. I'm going to check everything you say out, so it better be the truth. And he said he was surprised when the preacher said, fine. And he did, and it changed his life, so much so that then, because in part of having lived with the veil for a while and not having practiced what he had heard for so many years, he was able to interact with a lot of people who had done the same thing. He said, literally, there's been hundreds of people who have come by his home over the years who have come to him after he's talked to him in person or on the phone or whatever, just to be baptized, to change their life. And that's what happens when the veil is removed. That's what happens when we take the principles that are in the Bible out and live them in our life. Whatever you've heard or seen, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. There is a peace. Luke chapter 6. We're familiar with this parable to the point where we could all say it, but maybe we're not familiar with the point of the parable. And the point of the parable is to take Jesus' words and put them into practice. And so maybe we don't always notice that. This is the wise man that built his house on the rock and the foolish man that built his house on the sand. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, Jesus said in Luke 6:46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? It's a good question, because Lord means master. And so why would we call Jesus master and then act like we're the master and he's the servant? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I'll show you what he's like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He's like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck the house, but could not shake it because it was well built. That's the way God's word is when we put it into practice. you have not only a strong foundation in Jesus Christ, but you have a structure that's going to handle anything. And just looking around, I see a lot of people who have been through a lot of things through the years. And here you've got this structure that will handle anything. But that's only for those who take Christ's words and put them into practice. But then he talks about those who don't. The one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who builds his house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. There's a lot of people who wear the name Christian who have not put their life on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And because of that, their Christian life is just wispy. The wind is going to blow it. Everything is going to move it and shake it. And we see a lot of people who are moved and blown and shaken who don't understand why. It's because they didn't practice the words that Christ taught them. They didn't put the commands of God to work. And so that's the point, hopefully, maybe, that will come across through all this. The basics and the fundamentals are important. We don't become a Christian without the basics and the fundamentals. And we focus on these a lot because we know that we're always trying to get people to become Christians. The basics and the fundamentals of worship are so important. These are things that are put there by God. Part of his test has always been, will you do my things in my way? And part of the hardness of heart that we have is because we cannot take his words and put them into practice in something that is as simple and as pure as our worship to him. And so it's vital and it's important. And his rules for everyday life are vital and important. But if they never come off the pages and get in our heart, if we just do them mechanically because we must, then we've missed the point. And there's a veil there. But once we start taking these foundational principles, these basic things, and put them into practice, then things change. The people who are in professional sports are there because they took the basics and they became very good at the basics. You see somebody that's an architect whose buildings are beautiful to look at, it's because they took the basics of math and the basics of drawing and they put it in something that was worthwhile. The same thing with music that you appreciate and enjoy. Somebody took those basic notes and turned it into something that was pleasing to the ear. Is what you are doing pleasing to God? Is it worthwhile? Or is it just words on a page that are waiting to come off that page and into your heart so that the veil can be lifted so that you can help others come to Christ, and so that you can serve him in his way? It's a fair question, and it's one that I think we all need to answer. Now, I want to offer the invitation. If you're ready to become a Christian, we would love to help you with that. Or if you need the prayers of the congregation, won't you come while we stand and sing?